Devos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, happy Tuesday, everyone. Hey, Stephen, how are you? How was your Monday? What'd you get up to?
Very good. We had family dinner last night, which was nice, at the castle. So that was good. The dog's been cheeky.
Oh, has it? What's it done?
Yeah, it's starting digging up holes in the backyard. Good. And like barking. Yeah, it's been a bit cheeky. So
the castle guard dog's in trouble.
Well, it's a great guard dog, but, you know, we don't really need to be a guard dog. We're pretty safe. We've got fences up.
It's a castle, famously. The moat and all that. You drive across the bridge, down the gully, that.
We've already got enough defence systems in, so obviously that's a sign to us that we need to give him a bit more attention.
Very good.
What about you, Creevo? I like your shirt this morning.
Thank you very much. Last night caught up with some old friends, went out for dinner, had a lovely bottle of wine. Oh, it's great. Monday nights, not enough people using it and getting out and enjoying life, I reckon.
It's because if you have a big one on a Monday night, you're tired for the rest of the week. I reckon if you have...
Is it?
Yeah, no, I reckon that's what it is.
Yeah, right. That's what people are afraid of.
But, like, if you go out on Thursday, you've only got one day of work to get through before you're like, oh, I can relax, you know?
Oh, well, I think more people need to take advantage of a Monday. That's my message.
Someone who would have been out and about clubbing last night, probably the Kent or something, I imagine, is Jess. How was the Kent last night? Was it good?
Oh, it was great.
Pumping. No doubt. And a lot of people, like, when you left to go there, from Thornton, was it like, oh my god, everyone's out? Like, quiet in the street. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Oh, well, good. A lot of people getting out, loving Mondays, and that's what I'm all about. Always say it's the start of a new week, right?
Oh, nah, it's for rest.
I tend to agree a little bit, I think.
Okay, all right. Well, you can if you want, but just know that Creevo reckons you should be doing other stuff. All right, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, there's a bit more info about this Eraring Power Station, yeah?
Yeah, so last week we were talking about a report that was going to be released from an independent body that was advising the government that they should have a chat to Origin Energy, who owns the power station at Lake Macquarie, to try and extend its life. It's due to shut in 2025, but it accounts for about 20% of the state's energy at the moment. So there's concern that if it does shut in like 2 years' time, there's going to be a big gap left on the grid.
So who's doing the report? Who's setting that up?
It's an independent body.
Just a mysterious...
Let's call it a mysterious independent body.
Fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating.
All right. That's what I want to know, what's going on there, because, like, I don't know. You want to find that out. You can't just have a mysterious report going on.
Well, apparently going to be publicly released in September. So
all right, we'll try and find out who's doing it then. Yeah, exactly. Good stuff.
Changing pace a little bit, Jess. For those like myself who are still on their World Cup high, I suppose there's plenty going on with the women's game right here in the Hunter.
Yeah, there is. So the Northern New South Wales NPL is still going on. The women are getting down to their final games. Broadmeadow Magic won their way through to the final on the weekend after defeating Newcastle Olympic in the qualifying final on the weekend just gone. It was a pretty dramatic game in just the 6th minute. Olympics goalkeeper Claire Quaylo, she injured her arm when she ran into one of her own players.
Ouch. Damn.
Yeah, so not good. So it doesn't look like we're going to have her for the next couple of games for the rest of the season, I guess, because we're nearly at the end. But it was a great game. Broadmeadow Magic, as I said, are through. And Newcastle Olympic, they will have another chance to make it through to the final this weekend. They'll go up against Maitland. The Magpies got through to this game this weekend after defeating Charlestown weekend just gone.
Jeez.
Squeaky bum time. We love this. Finals time. That's what you play. Yeah, squeaky bum time. That's what you play for. This is exciting.
That's the exciting part of the season. So good stuff. Plenty of energy in the game at the moment, and that's what you want. Thanks for that. Of course, a full news update again at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Jess, now we've got to talk about that Myuna Bay Sports Centre, right? So is it now, it's like Did we forget there's an ash dam there?
No, it's still there.
Because didn't they say, oh, it's shut down because it could burst, and that's why that place can't be used anymore?
Yeah.
But now it's like, sweet, developers won't have a go.
There's been a whole lot of refurbishment works underway with regards to the ash dam and that particular site, and, of course, the power station is potentially shutting at some point, so I don't think it will be tomorrow that it can be used for community use, but eventually.
Shouldn't it just go back to the sports centre? Because that's what everyone around there wanted, wasn't it?
Probably.
God, that feels like a stitch-up.
There's a bee in Crevo's bonnet. That's what I'll say.
I don't know. Buzz it around.
Bzzz.
I don't live in the area. Like, I wouldn't use it myself.
Uh-huh.
But it feels like the people of the area should get their sports centre back if it's safe again.
Which is what they wanted in the first place.
Exactly what they wanted.
Because they've built, or they're building, a sports centre elsewhere to make up for the fact that they shut this one.
They shut that one. But give them two.
Well, yeah, true.
Like, people need sports centres, like pools and stuff. They love it. I don't know. That feel, if it's given over to developers, that feels like a stitch-up and the plan all along. I'm not saying it is, but that's what it feels like. Anyway, that's just my conspiracy theory of the morning.
You'd be out there protesting with your signs, I
will
imagine.
Will not be there, because like I said, don't live in the area, but I think the people there deserve to get their thing back.
That's
all I'm saying. New FM. Now, Stephen, you've got an Italian story you want to bring to the table.
I most certainly do. But basically, there's this gentleman who's blowing up online. The Facebook account's Vincenzo's Plate, and he's like a content creator.
So okay.
He's an Italian chef who also makes lots of, like, tutorial videos.
Oh,
like,
this is the correct way to make pasta.
Yeah, as well as, like, some tongue-in-cheek video. It's just kind of like a food commenter, I suppose, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, anyway, he's put up this post on Facebook, which has gone pretty viral, and he says, can you please help me here?
Oh.
I can't believe this Australian supermarket is selling rigatoni pasta as penne. This is false advertising and doesn't teach the younger generations, right? And then obviously got a picture of Woolies, like, what was it? Woolworths Select is the home brand, I think.
So, no idea, home brand.
Yeah, Woolworths home brand penne pasta.
Yeah.
Well, it's labelled as penne pasta. He claims it's rigatoni.
What's the difference, quietly?
I had a Google. Yeah. The only thing I can think of, that I can see anyway, is that rigatoni is cut in, like, perfect cylinders, right?
Okay.
Rigatoni is cut on a slight angle, so you get kind of those sharp edges. Same pasta, they're both cylinder really in nature.
It's just the angular end?
It's just the angular end versus the straight end.
So it's like
the only difference.
So the tubes are the same tubes?
Essentially, yes.
But they're just, whether they get out, they cut it on a 45 or a 90.
Or a 90. That's the only difference.
That's the same.
It just doesn't matter, does it?
That is the same. They should just call it rigatoni / penne.
Well, that's the thing. If you cut carrot,
yeah,
or if you grate it, it's all still carrot, isn't it? Like, it's
so
unbelievable.
True. You could argue that, say, if there's a difference between, like, spaghetti and, like, penne or something.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I guess different textures can give different, like, flavour, I suppose.
Sort of. Or shells or something, because
yeah,
it gathers the sauce. But the tubes cut angle, that is absurd, isn't it?
And they do, like, sometimes Italians do get a bit precious about their food, don't they? They do. They just get a little bit like,
you know, the one that makes me laugh the
yeah
less, right? Is when you have a seafood pasta, they mm-hmm say, you can't put cheese on that. Why not?
Yeah, why on earth not? Stop me.
Watch me. In fact, I'll do a video of it and send it to you if that upsets you, because how hilarious. And it tastes good.
Well, I got growled the other day for trying to put cheddar cheese on my pasta, on my spaghetti bolognese.
Why?
Oh, apparently cheddar's too oily. I've been putting cheddar on my pasta for years. It's what I've got in the fridge. Well, I'm not going to go out and buy
a different cheese.
A different cheese just to put it on my pasta.
That's probably why we're not Italian chefs.
So precious about this stuff. But, yeah, I guess buyer beware. Don't buy this rigatoni labelled as penne, all right? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. Be careful. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, enough mucking around, Crevo. Let's jump straight into it. It's your chance early on your Tuesday morning to win yourself some free stuff. If you're new to the show, welcome. We do this every morning, 6 o'clock. It's called Three of a Kind. Essentially how it works is we give you three items, and they're all linked by one theme or word. If you can pick that quicker than your opponent, you win yourself goodies. It is really that simple.
Okay, prizes this morning. You get yourself, if you win this, a double pass to end-to-end, Saturday, 16th of September at Pacolbin. This is this fantastic, like, music, food, wine festival between multiple venues. These tickets worth, like, $120. And imagine that. You're off there enjoying all that lovely food, music and wine. That's an absolute yes, right?
What an excuse to get out and have a day out. And like exactly. You said, three venues, 15 wineries involved. Gourmet food, live music, celebrity chefs, bush Tucker, the whole lot.
That's right. So you win that straight up. Plus, everyone in the draw for $100 fuel cards that we're giving out this morning. So fuel, price of fuel at the moment is through the roof. If you want some free petrol, just get on the air. Even if you don't win it, you could get the free petrol still.
Well, that's it. If this carrot is enticing you, dangling in front of you, 4967405, of course, that magic number to call so you can play. I'll give you a quick example for all those right. who are perhaps still unsure of how it works.
Okay, here we go.
If I were to say to you, Crevo, Mario, Luigi, Wario.
Crevo.
Go on, your name's your buzzer.
Mario Characters.
Mario Characters is correct. It's really that simple.
That is easy. That's right. Let's meet our first contestant from Jasmine. It's Nicole. Are you ready to take on Three of a Kind?
Surely am.
Yes, that's what I like to hear.
A positive can-do attitude. Up against Nicole, we go to Waratah where we say good morning to Jody. How are you?
Good morning.
Are you feeling good this morning? Ready to go?
Sure am.
Yes. All right.
Let's get into this. Of course, the scoring works first to two, best of three. Your name is your buzzer as well. So before we get into it, let's test these buzzers. Nicole, you're first.
Nick.
Yeah, lovely. Jody.
All
right, lovely. Two quick buzzers.
All working.
All right. Without a further ado, let's get into it. Best of luck to both our contestants. Your first one this morning is orange, lemon, grapefruit.
Jody,
quickest there.
Citrus
fruits are correct. Well done. One on the board. I mean, this is for the win here now, Jody. Nicole, you need to get this one to stay in the game. Your next one is Gucci, Fendi, Hugo Boss.
Jody.
Nicole was quicker there.
Perfumes.
Perfumes. Not what I was looking for.
Male fragrance perfume.
Not what I was looking for, unfortunately. Jody.
Handbags?
Also not it. We're looking for luxury brands.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. All right, on to the next one.
Just need to be a bit more specific. That's all right. Anyway, we'll move on. Score still stays 1-0. Next one is Cappadocia, Nui Kebab, Mayfield West Kebab and Charcoal
Jody.
Chicken.
Jody Quick.
Jody Quick is there.
Takeaway shops.
Oh.
Chicken shops.
there's too many answers there. I'm buzzing that out. On to the next one. Right, so you get answer.
And you can only answer when it's your turn, when we come to you.
All right.
This is anarchy at the moment.
Next one.
All right, next one we'll go with Kangaroo Koala Wombat.
Nick Jody.
Nick was fastest. Yeah, all right, Nick, what's your answer?
Australian animals.
Oh, the animals correct. All marsupials as well, but that's one apiece now. Mm-hmm. One to Nicole, one to Jody. So this, everything to play for. All right, best luck to both our contestants.
Remember, your name's your buzzer.
Your name's your buzzer. You get to answer when we say you get to answer.
All right, go.
All right, last one. Let's go. Cherry Ripe Picnic Turkish Delight. Jody Cook is there.
Cadbury chocolate bars.
Yeah, chocolate bars is correct. Well done,
Joey. Oh, my God. We got there in the end.
In the end, we did. You're off the back end-to-end festival, of course, September 16, happening in Pacolbin. Well done.
Thank you.
Maybe you could take Nicole along and make things even more confusing. We'll sort all that out off the air. Congratulations. Of course, if you want to get along to that festival, buy your own tickets or win them with us same time, same place tomorrow here at New FM. And we're in the midst of what I'm calling Cameron Park's very own onion gate.
Well, Tony Abbott been paying Cameron Park a visit, has he?
Well, no, that's the thing. If that was the case, that wouldn't be surprising at all. What's happening is, apparently, somebody is mysteriously leaving onions on people's doorstep. Now, if you're thinking, surely that can't be right, I get, this is my advice, get onto the Cameron Park, what I call Facebook community gossip site, which is like the little community group or whatever. You search onion, you got multiple reports of people finding onions unattended on their own doorsteps. First one happens just a day ago, and somebody's put up a video from like a Ring cam. Somebody puts the onion up there, they then like ring the doorbell and run away. And that was on Odette Street. So if you're in that sort of area, you know where Odette Street is, watch out. Onion droppers could be around.
So it's like a knock and run, just with onions.
Well, that's the thing. So the first person is kind of suspicious, and they're saying, ooh, maybe it's like they're seeing to see if you react, and so they know if you're home or not, so that maybe they might, like, rob your house or something. It's very suspicious, the first person.
Yeah, cynical.
Cynical. Second person, much more positive attitude. They said, anyone get a free onion last night for the knock and run about 9:30? They're just seeing it as, like, a little bit of extra for the stir fry. Have you seen the price of onions lately? And famously, you would have, because you're always putting through things at Coles as brown onions.
Yeah, I know
the price very well, right?
I'm very familiar with the price of brown onions. So what, someone's just gone and bought like a 2 kilo bag of onions or something.
You seem to know a lot about it.
No, well, that's
where were you last night?
Not in Cameron Park.
Have you got any proof of that? You got any proof of that?
I don't need any proof. Innocent till proven guilty. That's what I'll say.
Are you the onion knock and run man?
I certainly am not, but I'm telling you now, you've ruled it out. I wouldn't be so quick to eliminate Tony Abbott from the suspect pool.
I mean, yeah, I did eliminate him quick, but when I checked your Coles docket, a lot of brown onions, that's all I'm saying. New FM.
The Novos on New FM. Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Moby's.com.au.
Yeah, let's give you a break from work, Creeper.
Oh.
That's
yeah,
what I
okay.
reckon.
Can I go now?
Well, I wish you could win this, but unfortunately you and I, ineligible. Yeah, however... Yeah. I mean, one lucky Nova Castrian is going to win themselves a well-deserved escape in a chic two-bedroom beach house just by sharing their thoughts on the show. I mean, it doesn't get much easier than that.
How good, right?
Basically, all you got to do is when me and Crevo go, give us a call, tell us your thoughts, 4967-405. You do that.
Zip in.
You dial in, 4967-405. You get your thoughts on the air. You go in the draw. All this week, we're putting people in the draw. And, of course, Friday, one lucky Nova Castrian wins this Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Book at mobys.com.au or, of course, win it with us.
Just for getting on the show. So easy. And what a beautiful resort getaway to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And your next chance to get on that shortlist coming up next, Crevo, because we're talking about a new Macca's item on the menu.
Do you love it?
Controversial.
Yeah. Or get your thoughts on the air soon as you wake up with the Novos. And McDonald's have out of nowhere, like with no advertising or anything, just sprung it on us, a new dish on their menu called buttered corn. And if you're thinking, eh? That was the reaction of you and me yesterday.
I couldn't believe it.
It's all the corn kernels, like, chopped off the cob.
Yeah.
And then put into, a little cup thing with butter. It's so weird and out there. It's just out of nowhere. What's going on?
And why haven't they left it on the cob? That's my number one question. What have they gained by putting this in a cup? It's because they're not doing corn on the cob. Because they're getting frozen corn.
Of course.
And putting it in the microwave with a bit of butter. That's what I reckon. Without having tried it, that's my gut feeling.
Now, of course, this is just so weird that you and I were like, I don't know, but we're just not trusting of it, I guess, is the situation. But what we wanted to do here, 4967-4105, love it or loathe it, McDonald's buttered corn.
Yeah, now, of course, you can see a picture of this on our socials. I've chucked up a little image as well as, a place where you can vote in a poll on both Instagrams. That's at the Novos _ or on the New FM Facebook page.
Yeah.
So get involved there. Also get involved on the hotline, 4967-4105. My number one concern with this is also to do with the fact that not only why is it not served on the cob, but what are you going to order this with at McDonald's? Corn doesn't really go with, a burger, does it?
That is very strange. Two burgers and then buttered corn?
Yeah.
No, it's an absolute no.
You're right, though. You're not having it in replacement of your chips, are you? Simply not happening.
What? It's a mushy McDonald's corn instead of some crunchy fries? I don't think so. Yeah. It makes sense in no way, shape or form to you and I. But maybe we're wrong. Maybe we do not understand this. 4967-4105, buttered corn from McDonald's. What's the go?
And, of course, plenty of prizes up for grabs today. We said before that, obviously, there's Moby's Beachside Retreat up for grabs all week, but caller of the day today can win themselves some fuel cards as well. $100 worth of free fuel up for grabs. So, prizes on prizes. Do we love or do we loathe McDonald's buttered corn? We've opened up the phones, of course, 4967-4105, if you want to get involved in this. We've also opened it up on socials, though. So, at the Novos _ is where you can reach us on Instagram. And so far, over 80% of people have voted that they reckon this is a good idea. Love it.
Maybe they've even tried it. Surely not, though. I mean, it just doesn't seem right. But this is the question we're asking. Getting the temperature check from Newcastle, see if this new buttered corn hot or not. Let's go to East Maitland first. Simon, you loving the new buttered corn?
No.
No.
Yeah, good man. Yeah, with common sense.
But because, like, how do you know what they're doing to it? Plus, how much are they charging? You could go to a supermarket and get double the amount for
half the price. I hear what you're saying, right?
I mean, fast food always costs more than it's going to cost at the supermarket to make it yourself. You pay for convenience.
But you also pay for deliciousness, which is what you're after, right?
Not sure if corn's going to tick that off.
Nah.
Let's go to Chisholm next morning. Scott, what are your thoughts on this buttered corn?
I think it's stupid. And not only that, I saw your thing on Instagram.
Yep.
The butter does not look like butter. Like, why not give us the butter you give us when you get pancakes?
Oh, like the little pat thing at least.
Yeah, that butter looks nothing like butter. It looks like mustard.
I don't like the colour of that at all. And of course, for sharing your thoughts, Scott, we are going to put you in the draw, as is all callers this week, for a bit of a getaway, I suppose. A well-deserved escape in a chic two-bedroom beach house. Thanks to our friends at Moby's. Moby's Beachside Retreat, beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. How good would that be?
Yeah, it'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, fantastic. So simple as that. Just for getting on the show, that could be all yours.
Or you can book as well if you'd like. I mean, wait till Friday, see if you win it. And then, you know, Friday rolls around. Oh, bugger, I haven't got it. Mobys.com.au, the place to book, so you can get that stylish beach getaway.
And just enjoy life at Moby's. They really are such an awesome place to visit. New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
Now, Stephen, the biggest story of the year for Newcastle was, of course, the Oporto opening in Mayfield.
Oh, right? Massive news.
It was huge. We covered
jubilation, celebrations right across the region.
I know. There was, you know, undercover betting on when it would open, over and unders, all that sort of stuff. But the often forgotten little sister of that opening was, of course, the BP that it was a part of, right?
Yeah. It was all one big complex.
Yeah. Now, the Oporto, quick to open. I would say quick. Took a little while. Right? Yeah. A little behind schedule. But somebody has gotten a flyer in their mail, in the mail, right? And I've seen a photo of this with my own two peepers, right? It says, you are invited to the BP Mayfield grand opening celebration, right? It's on tomorrow, right? And this is what they say is going to be there.
Okay, I'm excited.
I'm guessing they'll sell petrol and all that. But they also have free Red Bull.
Free Red Bull?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Food samples, free barista coffee, and giveaways and prizes. So, I mean, you don't have the paper invite, but I reckon if you just show up tomorrow to that new BP, you might be able to score some of that. That's just a hot tip for free from me.
That is handy, because I was thinking, who on earth wants to go to the opening of a servo? But that sounds like, I don't
prizes
know.
And Red Bull and food, your lunch sorted, cost of living through the roof, mate.
If you've got to fill up anyway, you that's might right. as well.
Might as well get some freebies out of it. Exactly. New FM. Stephen, here's a possible career option for a lot of people who, I guess, they find it a bit tough out there in the workforce, right?
Right, okay.
So
this cost of living through the roof.
That's it. In China, right, adults in their 20s and 30s, and this is a real thing, are moving home to live with their parents and become full-time children in exchange for free board and a monthly pay.
What? What do you mean? So what, they're moving back home and their parents are paying them to move back home?
That's right, and do tasks like household stuff around the house, taking them shopping. I've got a couple of examples here, like real-life examples. The first one, and these are real names, Litsky Lee is a 21-year-old high school graduate who's exhausted trying to make it as a photographer, so she took up her parents' offer to become a full-time daughter. She said, "My parents love traveling, so I help them make plans. Also take them out for, my mum is learning Tai Chi, so we do that together."
Oh, so how much, like, we're talking, they're getting paid a little bit here. Obviously free board, so they don't have to worry about rent.
That's right.
What's the, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Are there numbers there?
Sure, $1,200 a month seems like about the standard.
So wow.
You know, $300-$400 a week, depending on, I guess, how well you're doing.
Plus, you don't have to pay for groceries or for rent or for
that.
Bills or anything.
All that money's straight in your pocket. So, not too bad, really. And I think China, it's a bit cheaper than here for, you know, food and all that sort of stuff. It's pretty good money, really. Another example here from another person, once again, a real name, Chen Dudu, who's 27 years of age, left her real estate job due to increasing burnout, 27, feeling undervalued to become a full-time daughter. Now, she said she also helps her mum when she goes out for exercise in the morning, household tasks, and here's the kicker, when they have troubles with their digital devices, I also help them.
Oh, sorry. This is ridiculous.
Nah, you couldn't pay me enough money in the world to be full-time tech support for old people.
The other thing as well, you asked your parents, can you pay me to live at your house? What would they say? My parents would turn around and be like, get nicked.
Pretty much. And that's a real polite version of, I think, what they would say.
Ridiculous.
You want me to pay you? How about you pay me?
Unbelievable. Yeah. I can't believe this.
Anyway, apparently it's a big thing over there. There's thousands and thousands of them all starting to do this. They're all talking about online.
Imagine explaining that on a date. What do you do for a living?
Well,
you buckle in. Are you sitting down?
I'm a big baby.
I can't believe it.
Some people are into that, though. The whole baby thing, I think, aren't they?
Oh,
being a child.
They shouldn't be.
It's so weird, right? The whole thing's bizarre.
And, Creevo, in case you've been living under a rock, the nights are absolutely flying at the moment. Eight in a row. I mean, this is an unprecedented win streak. We've secured ourselves a home final as well, which is just ticking all the boxes. Right?
Bon appetit.
But one team who's perhaps on the other side of the ledger, really struggling this year, are the Bulldogs, right? They're not doing great. They've had a pretty rough season. So in an attempt to try and, I guess, fire up their players and, you know, get that extra gear, extra spark out of the guys, their officials have been caught fabricating quotes from other teams and sticking it up in the locker room pre-game.
What does that even mean?
So a bit of like inspiration, you know? So I'd be like, oh, this team sucks, apparently a quote from the opposition coach. So they read that and they go, hey, we don't suck, and fire up, you know? And supposedly that gives them that extra step.
Fake sledges against the Bulldogs?
Essentially, yes.
How weird. Don't you find that strange?
I don't know. Well, I guess in a season where you are struggling, you need to exhaust all avenues to try and get whatever wins you can, and perform the best you can.
Well, like an extra training session, something like that, or a bonding night or something.
Yeah, well, they've probably looked at all those options
okay,
as well.
Right,
this is, I imagine this is done in conjunction with other measures to try and get the team successful. It's not the only thing they've looked at. But a photo's been leaked. Now, not sure how it's been leaked yet. They're looking into that.
Of course.
But of their visit last time here to McDonald Jones Stadium.
Right.
So someone's taken a photo in the change room of the quotes they've put up around the dressing room. And obviously playing against the Knights, their supposed Knights quotes. Obviously, they're not real. Like, the players haven't said this, but I'll read you some that were stuck around the locker room at McDonald Jones Stadium a couple of weeks ago.
This is so juicy.
To try and fire up the Bulldogs. Yeah. So the first one, he probably could play Sunday, but we didn't think it was worth the risk. Adam O'Brien on Bradman Best, supposedly.
Oh,
God, not worth it. Not against the Bulldogs. We wouldn't play him. No, Rob. No need.
Wow. Anyway,
so apparently Adam O'Brien in the firing line. Another player who's been quoted here, Phoenix Crossland. He's had an unreal season, breakout season.
Yeah.
A home final would be insane. I'm sure it's in the back of everyone's minds. Obviously, they're trying to say that he's thinking too far ahead.
Right. Then we can get him here.
We've already won the game.
Yeah.
And the best one, I think, is... A
credited to Jackson Hastings, who's unfortunately injured at the moment. But he just wrote, "It was like a training run," in reference to the 66-0 win.
Wow.
Over the Bulldogs, I don't know, a couple months ago now.
Yeah, right.
But so they've stuck up all these fake quotes around the locker room.
Just to fire up the boys.
Just to fire up the boys. Now, obviously, the, not really sure where these quotes have come from. Well, they're not sure, and they're not from the players. But I'll tell you where they are from. Me. I'm thinking all this. Even if the players don't want to say it, I'm happy to say all this. Bulldogs suck. We rule.
You're
absolutely flying.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is... The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos. 105.3
New FM.
And Crevo, yesterday was, of course, the weekly Monday night family dinner at the Charlestown Castle.
Oh, yeah, of course. Every Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, my turn to cook last night.
Ooh, what cooked up in Stephen's kitchen?
So I put together a little pork roast, right? Which was gorgeous.
Luxury.
But I was a little bit worried because normally, I've told you before on the show, I do my pork roast with pork belly in the air fryer.
I do know that about you, yeah.
But unfortunately, air fryer out of order at the moment at the castle.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Just, you know, not in commission at the moment. So what I had to do was do it in the oven.
Sure.
Which I was very worried about because oven and I don't have a great history. And I know that I've slated the oven before on the air.
Yeah,
so
you've said it's the worst cooking contraption of all time.
I was a bit worried there'd be a bit of a grudge there. But luckily for me, you know, the oven decided to be the bigger man. And, you know, decide that he's going to not be a fighter but a lover and put together still a pretty good roast.
Nice.
So I was pretty happy with the result. It took longer, obviously. But
it was better, wasn't it?
I don't think it was better.
It was more
delicious. Similar result, just took longer, but lucky it still came out well.
Yeah, nice one. Oh, well, good one family dinner on the tea. Who's up next then?
Siobhan's next.
Okay.
So it goes Siobhan, Nick, myself, Siobhan, and then so on and so forth.
Right, I've got the order. Yeah, sweet. Oh, very good. Nice pork roast. Good stuff. The castle, once again, I guess, churning out the good stuff here at UFM.
And Crevo, Carnival Cruises could find themselves in a bit of hot water, you will. There could be in a bit of strife. Basically, this lady, Julie McLean Phillips is her name.
Mm.
Her and around 200 former passengers could join a class action lawsuit against Carnival Cruises after a norovirus outbreak caused widespread vomiting and diarrhea on the ship. I mean, you see this all the time. Mm. Unfortunately, it's sometimes cruise ships are like a bit of a cesspool for viruses like that. Outbreak, they do.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Anyway, so she became sick, this lady Julie, after her and her family embarked on a 13-night cruise that departed Frio in WA on December 5th, 2016. So we're going back a fair way now.
To 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, she was in a room with her sister, and both her and her sister reported experiencing uncontrollable vomiting, explosive diarrhea, yucky
all the stuff.
Yeah,
sorry if you're having your breakfast.
Yeah, real yucky stuff. And she's complaining that she was not offered any alternative accommodation when her sister fell ill, which of course caused her a few days later to fall ill herself. She argues the cruise company is liable because it failed to tell passengers about the risk of the neurovirus and the potential impact of an outbreak. She's seeking a full refund, Crevo.
I don't know about this.
Full refund? Are you kidding? To start with, if you're in a hotel and your partner got sick, you don't get another room for free.
That's so true.
That's just how life works. It's, you know, death do your part through ill health. What's the bloody...
Yeah. If you've gotten sick on holiday, that happens.
Yeah, it's really unlucky. It's really unfortunate. But I don't think the cruise ship's liable. That's my gut feeling.
It's a tricky one because I guess from her perspective, what she's thinking is... they should have, you know, had better cleaning procedures or something like that. That's what she'd be thinking so that people didn't get sick. That's what maybe she's thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so hard. I think that's a risk you take going on a cruise ship. It's a confined space. And you're in there with lots of other people, you know, all hands on the buffet. You're all reaching for the chicken wings or the bread rolls or whatever. Mm. Unfortunately, if people get sick, it's going to spread.
Yeah,
that's what viruses do. And, her to say that they didn't warn her of the risks of viruses or how they could outbreak. I mean, you learn that in school.
Right. I think she's being a bit of a fool, really. I mean,
she's being a Karen.
Yeah,
that's what I think. Mm,
I see what you're saying.
Do you tend to agree?
I think overall I do. I get what she's saying in that oh, maybe they should have cleaned things up better, and that's why they're responsible, because it wasn't just her. Heaps of people got sick, right?
Yeah, like 200 people on the ship, okay, or something, so like that. But there'd be thousands on that ship.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands. Okay. We're talking like this isn't even 20%, yeah. You know?
All right, on balance, I think she's not really entitled to a refund from 7 years ago. That's madness, surely, right?
I tend to agree. Let's open it up to the people of Newcastle, though. 4967-4105. Do you think it's right or wrong for this lady to demand a full refund because she got sick on holiday?
7 years ago.
Yeah, ridiculous. And, of course, for sharing your call on the air, you can win yourself $100 fuel cards, which are up for grabs. Plus, we've got a bit of a girls' night out, if you don't mind. Because, of course, Chicks at the Flicks is happening at Event Cinemas Glendale Wednesday, September 6th. For the screening of My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. So you can get that, double pass to that, plus a bag full of goodies. All for calling the show now. 4967-4105. Do you think it's right or wrong for this lady to demand a refund? She got sick on holiday.
From 7 years ago.
Just happens. So let's go first to Abba Glasson. Good morning, Trent. What do you think? Do you think this is right or wrong?
Mate, definitely wrong, mate. I've been on numerous cruises with Carnival, and I can't fault the cruise line. My wife, she eats certain things, and it makes her sick. The next day, she's fine. It's all about having fun.
That's it.
There you go. That's it. You've got to... It'll be as fun as you make it.
That's
right.
You go
with a positive attitude. You try and do your best.
And there's someone who's been on a Carnival cruise, so that is an actual expert.
And been sick.
Yeah.
On a Carnival cruise as well.
And still hasn't moaned about it. He still has a good time. Trent gets it. Trent gets it.
Absolutely does. Let's go next to Boolaroo. Hey, Mel, what are your thoughts on this situation?
Hi, not cool. It lost me on the 7 years ago. Really? Can we all start claiming? This is just so silly.
Yeah, that's it. I got sick at school like 15 years ago. You reckon I got a case?
Oh, maybe. Why not? Leaves the door open, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah, ridiculous, isn't it?
7 years ago is a bit of a long bow to draw, isn't it?
Oh, very, very long.
All right, to Cliff Lee. Stacey, what are your thoughts on this?
Definitely a Karen. That is absolutely ridiculous.
So, do you remember when you got sick 7 years ago, what, that one time?
No.
Of course not.
I did take my ex on a holiday once and he got sick and I made him stay in bed while I enjoyed the rest of the summer away.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you were like out for the day, is that where you met your new man, was it?
Yeah.
Well. All's well that ends well.
Yeah, for a bit of fun, Stace, as well, let's send you off to Chicks at the Flicks, eh, to go see My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. Does that sound good?
That's great.
Fantastic. There you go. More local winners.
And, of course, that's happening at Event Cinemas Glendale Wednesday, September 6th. Chicks at the Flicks. You can get your tickets now at eventcinemas.com.au or win them all week on us, just like Stace from Cliff Lee's done.
Here at New FM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM, Star Spa.
Oh, so relaxing in here, isn't it, Stephen?
It is. We're in the Star Spa. We're in UFM Star Spa, of course. And you guys know how this game works by now.
Yeah.
Of course, what we're doing is we're giving people the chance, Nova Castrians, of course, to go in the draw for a six-seat, $10,000 spa, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. It's happening every morning at 8 o'clock, plus, of course, for your workday with Scott, drive with Joel, nights with Maddie Morris. It just your chances to get in this draw happen all day, and they happen here at New FM.
And having tried this spa out, it's just so comfy. Like, all my aches and pains gone. Well, simple as that.
Yeah, you look younger as well. Your skin looks better.
It's glowing, man. Yeah, I know. It's really good. Let's invite the celebrity in, though. Have a listen to this and see if you can recognize who it is. Here we go.
I can't beat the guy that's already won the race that I'm racing. If he's already crossed the finish line and I go, I gotta beat that guy right now, it's impossible to do. It's already been done.
Right, so we've got that celebrity in the spa with us. They're enjoying it, you know, they've dip their toes in and sliding in slowly. Got the bubbles on as well, of course.
Sure.
Now, if you recognise who that star is, all you got to do, give us a call, 4967-4105. Let's meet our lucky contestant this morning. We've got Rod, who's in Newey. Hey, Rod, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's away. Now, we're going to let our celebrity speak again, and you'll listen once more, and then we'll get your guess, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
I can't beat the guy that's already won the race that I'm racing. If he's already crossed the finish line and I go, I got to beat that guy right now, it's impossible to do. It's already been done.
All right, you've heard the celebrity chatting along in the spa. For a chance to win this spa with $10,000, who do you think it is?
I reckon it's David Goggins.
Is it David Goggins? Unfortunately not. Sorry about that, man. Better luck next time.
Worth a guess, though, and of course, even though Rod has got it wrong, if you heard that then, you know who it is. I mean, we play again with Scott for your work day, carries on into drive, basically all day here on UFM. You have a chance to try and get in the draw for this $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas in Newcastle.
You've got to be listening to UFM at all times, because someone from around Newcastle, the Hunter, out the bay, something like that, is going to win this $10,000 spa, which is awesome. A local Novocastrian, going to be loving it. Having a great summer with that thing.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM.
All right, Scott, chip in for a pal. What's going on with Taylor Swift?
Oh, Scott, come on, tell us. Don't be just go quiet on us.
What's going on with Taylor Swift? Well, she's having a bit of beef with Kanye once again.
Oh, is it actually Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't, but you thought it was. Taylor Swift is in the news because she is talking about the thing that happened with Kanye where he got up on stage when Beyonce's got the best video. But I didn't think that was overly relevant today, boys. The most relevant story. It's all got to do with Shakira.
Shakira?
You've told us Taylor Swift's your favourite artist of all time, and now you're saying Shakira is?
Oh, Shakira's one of them. Shakira's up there. She's got to be. 110% she's up there.
Okay, anyway, tell us what's going on with Shakira then.
So Shakira has been, she's going to be receiving the Video Vanguard Award at the 2023 MTV Video Music Awards. So that is basically a lifetime achievement award.
I was going to say, yeah, that's the one for, you know, doing it for years and years. Well, that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
She's getting on in years.
Yeah.
Now, I don't. Is going on in a walking frame or what?
I don't want to come across as ignorant here.
Yep.
But I did see that VMA's Shakira is up for Artist of the Year.
Yep.
What has she done this year? Does anyone know? I haven't heard any new music from her. I haven't, like, seen a new album. Like, maybe I'm in the dark here, but if. I don't know. I just think, surely to win Artist of the Year, it has to be stuff out this year, right?
Well, then again.
Would have thought so.
Then again, Shakira could just feature on a song, and honestly, like, it would just be outstanding
work.
Look at
him fanboying over here.
But, mate,
so
Shakira,
cute.
Hips Don't Lie is an anthem. Is 110% an anthem. Now,
yeah, from the 1800s.
Yeah, and I still love it. Now, the song, the award, used to be called the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award, but I think it's just been shortened now. Everything's
right.
A bit controversial on that front. But, yeah, basically a lifetime achievement award. People that have won in the past include Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, so full credit to Shakira. Yeah,
if she gets it, she's nominated, right?
No, she's getting it.
Oh, it's guaranteed.
She's getting it. So
it?
It's almost like being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Right, okay.
And so it's already pre-planned, known, she's going to be getting it.
So I just did a bit of a Google. She's released a new album this year, but not in English. You know how sometimes Shakira goes like...
Of course.
Yeah, she jumps across, does the two languages.
Well, she is a Latin artist. Like, that's the whole point, is that she's really big in the Latin community.
That's probably why I haven't heard any of the songs.
Yeah.
Because they're not English and they're not really on our radios.
That's all right. Oh, well, good for her. Smashing it once again. She needs the money. She's got, you know...
Oh, yes, I'm sure she's struggling. Jen's also turning our attention to a couple of English singers. They've been... bit of a state recently, starting with Elton John. Sir Elton John, he spent a night in hospital in Monaco. He had a slip in his villa.
Oh dear.
No good.
Yeah, in Nice, and turns out he's all okay, but he
just
slipped.
Wanted to check him out.
Yes, so they went and checked him out, and he was released later on, but he's 76 years old.
That age, fall can be pretty rough.
Yeah, so that's not good for him. And another English singer-songwriter who, I can't stand this bloke, but it's Liam Payne. He's back in the news again because he's cancelled his upcoming concerts because he has a kidney infection.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so he had a whole string of shows going through, like, South America, but he was hospitalised last week and has said, nah, not doing them.
And for those not in the know, Liam Payne, of course, is an ex-1D alumni.
Yeah, he was in One Direction.
Yeah, he's the one bloke that hasn't made a name out of himself. Like, he's...
not in the right way, anyway. He's had lots of press, but all bad press, essentially.
Scott's, anyway, there you go. Yeah, obviously, we've figured out how much you like him. 0%.
I don't like him in the littlest bit.
The Novos on New FM. Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Moby's.com.au.
And this sounds up your alley, Jess, I reckon. A nice little escape in a chic two-bedroom beach house. How's that sound?
Please.
Yeah. For free as well.
Yeah, of course. You could win it on us by getting involved in the show. And up next, we're going to get you involved in the show, Jess, because yesterday we heard about how you've been to New Zealand a couple times. When you've been there, have you ever had to deal with, like, a screaming kid on the plane?
I don't think so.
It's a pretty short flight, to be fair.
I've been lucky.
Yeah. You have been very lucky. Well, one airline is, you know, potentially going to eradicate that forever. We're going to discuss it next. Ooh, and, of course, for getting your opinions on this, you can, like we said, get yourself a Moby's Beachside Retreat, beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Book at mobys.com.au.
That's right. You could be winning that, so make sure you got your, I guess, opinions locked and loaded.
And, Crevo, you've travelled a lot.
Yep.
I've travelled a fair bit as well, not as much as you, but when you're on a plane, it's inevitable that at some stage you're going to come across, unfortunately, a crying baby.
Yeah, because what happens is the ears get pressurized and they don't know how to release that pressure. It hurts.
That's
right?
It. They so don't know how to block their nose and blow out and pop their ears.
That's
so
right.
They just sit there in the pain. And obviously, it's not the baby's fault.
Not at all.
But that is not much comfort for the fact that you're sitting on a flight for sometimes 5-6 hours with the baby crying. You're like, oh, no, it's not your fault, but please, please stop crying. You know, it doesn't bring you much comfort or relaxation. Relaxation at all. Well, a Turkish-owned airline, Cordon Airlines, have tried to basically eradicate this problem for their passengers, right? They've organised an adults-only part of the plane where Ooh. People over the age of 16 can fly in peace. So on their planes, there'll be 93 seats on offer in this adult-only zone, which will be separated from the rest of the plane thanks to walls and curtains, etc., so you can fly in peace.
This is an interesting concept because actually I think even parents would be on board this because if you got a kid and it's crying, of course everyone knows it's not the kid's fault, but you still can't help but feel a little bit awkward about the whole situation.
Well,
right?
That's it. It stops parents from feeling guilty as well.
They can just relax.
I think everyone would agree this is a good idea. Mm. I mean, Jess, you on board this?
I'm on board.
Yeah, it just seems 100%. Like ticking all the boxes, right? But what I thought is, limiting this to planes, that's foolish. Like, there is so much more potential we can use with this idea. And, you know, just to help everyone out, why are we just doing this with planes? Like, for example, I think there should be hours at the supermarket that are child-free.
What do you mean?
I reckon if they said, like, let's say Tuesday night is kids-free night at Woolies or something like that.
Would you be more likely to shop there then?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, interesting. For me, it'd have to be the VIP rooms.
Yeah, well, are they allowed in the VIP rooms anyway? I guess they are.
Probably, yeah.
You reckon?
I'm busy trying to have a slap. What's the go there?
Yeah, okay. Have you got any that spring to mind, Jess?
I mean, so many places.
Really?
Everywhere. Wow, a screaming kid, I can't.
Really?
I'm not a kid person. I just don't like it. The shop, the gym, everywhere.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Although, I think it's more the parents just don't know how to, you know, look after their kids, discipline them. But anyway.
Shots fired.
Coming from a non-mother.
I know.
Love to hear that.
That's a bit rough. God.
Well, I can't wait to see when you have kids one day, Jess. We'll circle back around to this audio, I'm sure.
I'll actually bring up this recording. It'll be a bit of fun.
Anyway, we digress. Thought we'd open it up to people in Newcastle. 4967 4105. Where else should this be implemented, these kid-free zones? Where else would you like to see them be, you know, either a slot or like a little section in the venue that is child-free?
Or, alternatively, have we got this wrong? We'll also
No, of course we don't.
4967 4105. Give us a call. We've got the $100 fuel cards up for grabs, which is awesome. You could be getting yourself one of those.
Plus, of course, all week, everyone on the show gives us a call in for a Moby's Beachside Retreat.
Oh,
beach
nice.
On your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Book at mobys.com.au or win it on us. It is so simple. Give us a call. We'll go first to Catherine Hill Bay. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
First of all, are you really Catherine from Catherine Hill Bay?
I am, but I'm Catherine with a K, not a C.
That doesn't matter. That's amazing. That in itself is a win. In fact, that's made my whole week. Thank you.
All right, now, a little housekeeping out the way. Tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, I was in childcare for 26 years till I had my own children.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you know what? My theory is none of us were angels when we were little. We
sure.
cried. We probably had tantrums in the shopping centre as well as
absolutely.
Children. And you know what? What goes around comes around. It's part of life.
Yeah, circle of life. So you reckon get rid of all child-free areas?
Look, I'm happy if I go somewhere and a child's crying. As a parent, you try your very best, but sometimes it works today, it won't work tomorrow.
Okay, sage advice from Catherine Hill Bay.
Unbelievable. Let's go next to Nelson in Nelson Bay. No, I'm kidding, of course. We've got Wendy in Nelson Bay.
Finally.
How are you today, Wendy?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks. So tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think pubs, you know, they should be child-free because if you're going there with your friends, you want to have a drink, relax, and some people swear and whatnot. And people are like, you know, there's kids here. And then they're running around under the table, screaming. The waiter's nearly the waitress is nearly falling over. It's like they're going to build a playpen, put a lock on it.
Lock them in. Well, Wendy, I reckon a lot of the time you go to the pub to get away from the kids, hey?
Yeah, well, that's it. And, you know, like, people, like, get a bit loose.
Yeah.
And, like, the parents look at you if you're, like, say, if this, if that. It's like, you should be able to. That's your place where you just want to chill.
That should be your sanctuary.
Yeah, put the play area right up the other end.
Yeah, we can't hear Effin and Jeffin. There you go. Well, Wendy from Nelson Bay saying
Effin and Jeffin.
That you shouldn't have to censor yourself at the pub. Make them kids free.
That's right. Now, we've got Cliff in Cliff League. Good morning. Oh, no, sorry, it's Mel. Hey, Mel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I'm all for it. Like, I have my mum of three kids I think that on public transport, especially trains, there needs to be, like, a carriage kid-free.
Right. They've already got the quiet carriages, don't they?
Yeah, but, like, make them so that kids and teenagers even can't get on that area because there's nothing worse. You're sitting there, you just had a shit day at work and just want to quiet, travel home, trip home, and then there's kids jumping on seats, running up and down the aisle. Oy.
Oy. There's no better explanation than oy, is there?
There you go. Mel saying kid-free carriages on the train. That's the next step. Next logical step.
And a good local one we could get here too. Because, you know, up and down to Sydney, just one little carriage, that'd be all we need. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely can be implemented. Of course, all callers today in the draw for Amobi's Beachside Retreat. Obviously, beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation if you don't mind. You can win through us on Friday. Of course, we're putting people in the draw all week. Or you can book at mobis.com.au. Plus, the winning doesn't stop there, Creevo.
No.
We've got $100 worth of free fuel to give away. I think we both know who we want to give it to.
Catherine.
Catherine in Catherine Hill Bay. Congratulations. $100 worth of free fuel coming your way.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Who knew that your name is your suburb would get you free fuel? Had nothing to do with what we're talking about. Let's face it.
Anyway, we digress. Of course, you and I are done for today, but the winning doesn't stop with us.
No.
New FM's Star Spa continues right throughout your day. So Scott's got you for your work day. Joel's got you for your drive home. Matt for night. So plenty of chances to get in the draw for this $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.